Eduyos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Here we have a new set of Eduyos that were brought into the Sanhedrin, and they were substantiated, and they're part of the Mishnayos over here. Hey, Reb Yeshua v'Reb Tzadik. Reb Yeshua, L'chayre, is from the G'dayli Hador of the Dor after the Churban. Reb Tzadik already was a Zokin Muflik. He's L'chayre older than Reb Yeshua. And the following Mishnayos, we're going to have Hey, Reb Tzadik. But this is going to be an Edus of Reb Yeshua and Reb Tzadik together. The discussion was, Al Pidyon Petach Hamor Shemeis, She'ein Bo L'Kohen Klum. There's two types of Bechorim that are Kodosh on birth. Actually three. One is a Bechor Adam, and he has Din Pidyon HaBen. The other one is a Kedusha of a Bechor, of Behemoth that's born from a Behemoth Tehoira, and that has Kedusha's Korban. If it becomes a balmum, then it's given to a kohen. It's the korban that belongs to a kohen. It's brought by the korban, it's eaten by the kohen. If it becomes a balmum, it's the possession, the property of the kohen after being cleared as psulei hamikdashim, and that's what the whole Maseches Bechorot deals with. There's another din that's over there called kadosh li kol bechor petach kol rechem, where it's a petach hamor. Petach hamor obviously is not really the korban. Hamor is a behemoth tmeo. The halacha is that the kedusha is not kedusha saguf, but the kedusha has to be nifter on a seh, and the seh is given to a kohen, not as a korban. The seh is given as property, as a matana, to a kohen. What happens with a pidyon petach hamor before it was given to the kohen? When we say pidyon petach hamor, we're not talking about the petach hamor, which is the firstborn hamor. We're talking about the seh, which was nifter, the kedusha of the petach hamor, was nifter onto the seh, but it wasn't given to the kohen. She'en b'le kohen klum, it doesn't belong to him yet. The kohen only owns it when he gets it. Reb Lezer ha'imecheyov machiyusan. Reb Lezer held that the pidyon was not niskayim. The kedusha transfers from the petach hamor onto the seh, b'tnai that the seh was given in a timely fashion while it was alive to a kohen. If it wasn't, then the din of Petach Hamor, the pidyon Petach Hamor, wasn't the skayim. And it's the same thing. He compares it. Chomish Sloim Shel Ben. What happens if father set aside Chomish Sloim? He's on the way to a pidyon Ben. He loses the money. Okay, so come up with other money. The mice you weren't paid to your son. Vacham Maimim in Chayom Bachiyusim. Once they were transferred the kedusha with the pidyon Petach Hamor, like it says in the Torah, to the seh is the sole repository of that kedusha. If it wasn't given to the kohen, okay. And he compares it, the Chacham compared this to Kepidyon Shom Maise Sheni. What happens if somebody took Maise Sheni and he can't bring all the produce to Yerushalayim? He was paid it on to money. They're taking the money to Yerushalayim, the money is lost. So the Pidyon becomes Batel Mafreya? No, the money is lost and that's it. Maise Sheni takes the hit. But not that he has to be paid to do another Pidyon. The Pidyon was Chal. So too, the Pidyon of the Chamor onto the Seh was Chal also. And that was the Machloikis. And Reb Yeshua and Tzadik had an edus that the halacha is like the chacham in chayam b'chiyusu. The Rav says, "What's talking the machlokes over here?" It says, "V'taymi der beladu shekemat zinu sheikish akos u'petach hamor l'b'chor adam u'petach hamor tifte b'seh." That's why Blazer held that it's like kaddish l'kol b'chor. It's part of that parsha. What does it have to do with pidyon ma'aseh sheni? It's part of the parsha of b'chor. The Chum have a posuk in the parasha of Matnas Kuna, which is in Parshas Korach. Ach podi tifte es b'chor odom es b'chor behema tmeo tifte. They're compared legabi the pidyon, but they don't function with the same dynamic. And this will be enough nafkamina between the peter odom, the pidyon odom, which is the chomish sloim, and the pidyon habehema, which is on the seh. Mishnah Beis. Hey, Reb Tzadik al tzir chagom tmeim shu tohor. There are chagovim that are Torah. There are chagovim that are Tomei. Kimavur in Maseches Chulin. Everybody knows the famous story when Reb Chaim Kanievsky was writing on the Inyan of chagovim and he couldn't identify based on what's written in the Svarim a chagov. He didn't understand it exactly. And that type of chagov landed on his desk. The famous Maaseh there of Eliyoshev held was a clear example of Ruach HaKodesh. No, Zchus Yogin Aleinu. Al Kaponim, what about Chagovim Tmeim, the Tzir, that means that they're pickled. And you have the Tzir is the brine that they give off when they're pickled. The Shadl is, does that have a din of Macholos Asuros? So he says, Shehutor, it's mutar to eat. It's considered water. It's not considered the product of that. Shemishna Rishayna Chagovim Tmeim Shenichbishum Chagovim Tmeim. Let's say they were put in the same pickling jar. Loi Pastel Tzira. So, L'chayra, if we're talking about Macholos Asuras, we're talking about that when you pickle these Chagovim, what comes out, the liquid that has Episatam, is to be considered like soup that was cooked with chicken, which is a nevela, which soup obviously is nevela like a soup. Why wouldn't that be true by Chagovim? And why would it make a difference if there are tahoirim? If a person makes chicken soup with chickens that are nevelois and chickens from a good ashgacha, it becomes mutter? So clearly what we'll have to say is that the Mishnah Rishonim was masking the Chagovim Tmeim are osur. The point is that they're osur only midrabbonon. And Chazal Asid, it doesn't have batsim its mutter, but Chazal Asid midrabbonon, the brine of Chagovim Tmeim b'fnei atzmo, they didn't asur it when it was b'taruvis, and on that Reb Tzadik was made that no, we don't asur at all. There's no such gzeira. That was his edus. Mishnah Gimel Hey Reb Tzadik al zoichlin sherobu al anoitvim shem ksherim. When we talk about zoichlin. And noitvim, what we're talking about is like this. A mikveh, we described this earlier in the Masechta, is a gathered body of water, and it has a shir of abayim sok, because it's in one place, and it's still. If it's zeichlin, if it's rushing, it's not considered one body of water. You're toivel in one place, what does that have to do with the water that's next to it? There's no abayim sok. What defines it as something you can be toivel in is only if it's coming from a fresh water source, it's coming from a mayon. If it's a mayon, then even if it's rushing, then it also has a shem mikveh. That's the basic format of the two. Mayim chayim has another din. There are certain tumas that can only become tohar. Tvilazov, hazoas mitzayra, the eifav paraduma. These have to be made from a mayon as opposed to a mikveh. Rainwater that's gathered in one place. We said in Perakei, that Mayon also could be Metaher when it's Bemashul. It doesn't need to be in Arboim So. Again, the water rushing along, that itself has a Shem Mikveh. And it doesn't have to be a Mikveh Mayim. It's Mayim Chaim. That itself is the Shem HaMetaher. So, what we're talking about over here is Zoichlin, which means water that's flowing on the ground. But it's not, the zeichlin that we're talking about is mei mayim, otherwise it wouldn't be kosher. The noitvim, water that's dripping, we're talking about water that comes from rainwater. It's dripping from above. The zeichlin has a din of a mayon, and it's considered a body of water itself, hametaheres, because of the shem mayim chayim. The noitvim, which comes from rainwater, could only be a mikveh. Reb Tzadik was mechadish, or his edus is that if there's a mix between the two, there's a stream that's coming from a spring, but it also has a place where rainwater is feeding into it. So what is it? Is it zeichlin, and it's kosher, or it's water that's going along, and it's zeichlin of mei mikveh, which is possible. Since the roiv is mei zeichlin of a mayon, so the meg shomim is bottle to it. There's really a sugya in the Dorm Daf Mem about this. Even if the Zeichlin doesn't have enough to be Arboim So, only Bitziruv with the Noitvim, still, he went into the water, that's called his going into the Mayan. It's defined by the Roiv. Maisa hoye bebiras ha-pilio, uvo maisa of nechachom v'chshirua. There was something over there, by that place. Biro, maybe it was Meloshin Bor, Biro normally means the capital. So maybe it's bebiras ha-pilio. It was in the bor of Pilyo, which should be a mikveh, but it was mixed together with mei zeichlin, and lemaisa they kashered that mikveh.